Chapter 28. The evil man goes running away when no man is after him, but the upright are without fear, like the lion. Because of the sin of the land, its troubles are increased, but by a man of wisdom and knowledge they will be put out like a fire. A man of wealth who is cruel to the poor is like a violent rain causing destruction of food. Those who have no respect for the law give praise to the evildoer, but such as keep the law are against him. Evil men have no knowledge of what is right, but those who go after the Lord have knowledge of all things. Better is the poor man whose ways are upright, than the man of wealth whose ways are not straight. He who keeps the law is a wise son, but he who keeps company with feasters puts shame on his father. He who makes his wealth greater by taking interest, only gets it together for him who has pity on the poor. As for the man whose ear is turned away from hearing the law, even his prayer is disgusting. Anyone causing the upright to go wandering in an evil way, will himself go down into the hole he has made, but the upright will have good things for their heritage. The man of wealth seems to himself to be wise, but the poor man who has sense has a low opinion of him. When the upright do well, there is great glory, but when evildoers are lifted up, men do not let themselves be seen. He who keeps his sins secret will not do well, but one who is open about them, and gives them up, will get mercy. Happy is the man in whom is the fear of the Lord at all times, but he whose heart is hard will come into trouble. Like a loud-voiced lion and a wandering bear, is an evil ruler over a poor people. The prince who has no sense is a cruel ruler, but he who has no desire to get profit for himself will have long life. One who has been the cause of a man's death will go in flight to the underworld, let no man give him help. He whose ways are upright will be safe, but sudden will be the fall of him whose ways are twisted. By plowing his land a man will have bread in full measure, but he who goes after good-for-nothing persons will be poor enough. A man of good faith will have great blessing, but one attempting to get wealth quickly will not go free from punishment. It is not good to have respect for a man's position, for a man will do wrong for a bit of bread. He who is ever desiring wealth goes running after money, and does not see that need will come on him. He who says words of protest to a man will later have more approval than one who says smooth words with his tongue. He who takes from his father or his mother what is theirs by right, and says, "It is no sin," is the same as a taker of life. He who is ever desiring profit is a cause of fighting, but he who puts his faith in the Lord will be made fat. He whose faith is in himself is foolish, but everyone walking wisely will be kept safe. He who gives to the poor will never be in need, but great curses will be on him who gives no attention to them. When evildoers are lifted up, men take cover, but when destruction overtakes them, the upright are increased.